and Generation X and all kinds of good stuff. 637 News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay at Pensacola Morning News. Wes Moreno is the Interim County Administrator for Escambia County. He joins us on Thursday mornings. Wes, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's great to be here.
Hey, great to have you. Let's start with something that I don't really know enough about, but I wanted to ask you because the stuff I have heard is very concerning. Obviously, there have been some inmates that have now sued the county due to conditions at the new jail. And, you know, they've said COVID is one of the issues. There have also been some other allegations as well. I know you probably can't comment a lot on some of that because pending litigation, that's the nature of the beast. But I have heard other reports that are very concerning, even at the new jail. Things like sewers or, you know, pipes getting backed up, leaks like into the, either into or from the infirmary because of the sewage backup there. Outstanding work orders, like hundreds of unfinished work orders, just things that are very concerning to me, including things like lighting in the old jail not being fixed and then poor lighting leading maybe to incidents with COs. Am I off base? Is there truth to this? What's the status of the jails right now?
Well, there's some six inmates that have filed. They haven't actually filed. I don't think they've actually paid the filing fees. But they have brought to light some concerns that they feel are legit. But you know, we are taking every precaution, every measure that we can take to address all the issues. Any issues that arise at the jail, we always take them serious, and we always look into them and do an assessment. As far as the new jail goes, there are some concerns with what we feel is the HVAC system, and so we are hiring our own independent consultant to review the plans, to review the design, and to make sure everything is as it should be, and if it's not, then we will take measures to correct whatever we see and whatever we find. So we are continuing to take a look into some of those issues, and as always, we will address them as we need to. You know, we find that we're lacking in a particular area, we will absolutely take the necessary actions to correct whatever we see.
What about the sewer, the water stuff? What about those? I had one person tell me that the water is dripping through the ceiling in the new jail because of the sewer lines being backed up above.
Well, we don't feel like it's a sewer line. We feel like we've eliminated that particular concern.
Okay.
We don't feel like it's a sewer. We feel like it's the HVAC system. And so that's the reason we are hiring our own independent consultant take a look at that, the design and the construction.
Okay, so you think that the water accumulation is due to something going on with the HVAC system and maybe condensation or something like that, or discharge from the whatever. Your theory now is it's not the sewage, it's the HVAC system, and that's why those people have been hired.
That's correct.
Okay, well, I look forward to updates because I know the stuff I've heard is pretty concerning, especially in a brand new building.
Absolutely.
The other thing I had is that it's not on today's agenda, but it's kind of a where do we stand with the Pitt study? There was, obviously the commission said, hey, we need to get a comprehensive grasp on where these pits are, where they need to be renewed, which ones are concerned. Has any of that work actually been done? Where are we at with that?
We are still working the scope for that study. You know, we're partnering up with the Department of Health to do the environmental health and wellness study and of the impact of these pits on in the communities. And so we're pressing forward. I think our Natural Resources Department is just about ready to get that study on the street and get it underway. But right now we're finalizing our scope of work, and then we'll be moving forward.
Okay, so we're still in the process of making that happen, which I figured that would be the answer, but I just hadn't heard anything about it, wanted to be sure. One of the things that came up yesterday, the county commission in Santa Rosa County heard from Lifeguard, who is their EMS provider. Of course, it's a private company, whereas in Escambia, it's overseen by the commission, that they are putting in big pay raises for their EMS, for their EMTs. It's going to put them, I think, about $1 over Escambia's, and then the paramedics, it's several dollars over for starting pay. We just did a pay raise to try to bump up our, our number of employees, and now they come back with an even bigger pay raise. Are you concerned about that?
Well, yeah. Well, of course, it's a concern. I mean, we have lost, I think, two paramedics over there to lifeguard. We had one that was in his orientation, actually, onboarding, and he just dropped out and went over to lifeguard for the higher pay. So, yeah, of course, that is a concern for us. You know, we're trying to be competitive. We've taken some measures to do all we can to be competitive. And I think, you know, in EMS, we're making some changes. We've adjusted our fee structure a little bit. And we think that in about, I don't know, 5-6 months, we're going to be self-supportive with our fee structure, an enterprise fund, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a wage reopener in January with EMS. And so we're looking forward to that, especially now. And with our fee structure, we're hoping we can support, optimistic that we can support maybe a higher wage there to be more competitive and not lose so many folks to lifeguard. It is tough. It's tough to retain folks, and especially your younger group. You know, some of your older, more mature workforce. You know, they've been there a little bit. They're vested. They've got, you know, they're where they're at. They've experienced some pay raises through the years, so they're a little bit higher, a little more satisfied. But your younger group, you know, hey, I'm gonna make $2 more an hour over here, I'm going over there.
Yeah.
So,
and the benefits,
know, that's just
the,
how it is.
The benefits aren't as meaningful to them because they're young and healthy and they don't care so much about that, at least not yet.
Absolutely.
We're talking to Wes Moreno. He is the interim county administrator in Escambia County. Wes, a couple of things on today's agenda. I think the one that has the most meaning to the county as a whole probably is the fishing pier repairs. when will the fishing pier be completely repaired, if you can give us a timeline?
Well, yeah, what's on the agenda today is the design, design the repairs. So the design, I would say it was going to take 6 to 8 months, I think, will be the design. And then we'll take it out to bid. And so that's 30 days. And so probably about 9 to 10 months from now, you would see us issue an award on a contract to actually perform the repairs, the permanent repairs. You know, as you know, we did some temporary repairs back toward the end of spring, you know, to get it back open. But this is for the actual permanent repairs.
Okay. So, and I haven't been to the pier in a little while, but so it, right now my understanding is it's kind of semi-functional, but this is to make it fully functional and, I mean, fully safe, obviously, in all the ways that a fully established pier should be. Is that basically right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
You know, all of the structure on the side rails and the electrical and water. I mean, there's just a lot of things. But yeah, it'll address all the issues out there.
But it's going to be over a year until all of that gets done, still from Sally, which is,
I would say so.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
The other two things that are kind of on the agenda today, they are you're wanting to have an employee pay raise, kind of a, you know, to overcompensate for what we're seeing for the cost of living increase, or what most people call inflation, and you're also going to institute a leave buyback program. Those are running in the 900 to a million each. This is, again, to do what's necessary for employees who were short on and to do what's necessary for employees who have been overworked during the pandemic, I assume. Is that right?
That's correct. The leave buyback is something we've done historically, and where we allow employees to sell back 80 hours of leave, whether it be PTO or annual leave or management option benefit leave. And so, but you know, the caveat to that is they have to have 100 hours balance remaining. We've done that in the past years, and I put it on the agenda now. It's a little bit earlier than normal. But I wanted the employees to be able to plan ahead. You know, should I take my leave now, or should I save it and sell it? And then, of course, the county worker raise is something that I'm bringing. That you know, no raise last year. We didn't shut down during the pandemic. We worked through the pandemic. All our departments worked through the pandemic. our bus drivers, our folks in BID, Development Services. I mean, all of those workers, public works, parks, facilities, all those workers worked through the pandemic. We never shut down, and we are increasing the insurance, the cost of insurance this year a little bit. So I felt the need to put some sort of a plan together to bring, and this plan does address county workers. It's not necessarily for your department directors or administrators or anything of that nature, but it is for the county workers.
Right.
To try to make things a bit better for them.
And you know, in the notes for the backup, it kind of explained that about how, hey, look, you know, they're making a little bit more, but that's getting offset by the increase in insurance, which is, as we know, it's going up across the board. Hey, last quick thing, Wes. We had a fireman who was injured yesterday. Well, not injured, but had a cardiac event at the training at the old McDonald facility on Monday, taken to the ICU and in stable condition. Any update on his situation?
Yeah, we have a good update. He was awake. He was sitting up and talking with his family yesterday, and so he's doing well, and we're extremely, extremely happy about that.
Well, I will take that.
So it looks like he's going to make a great recovery.
Outstanding. And I know that's kind of what it looked like through the event itself, but you never want to be, you never want to take anything for granted. So very good. Well, that's very encouraging news to hear. Wes Moreno, Interim County Administrator for Escambia County. The meeting today, open forum at 4:30, regular meeting at 5:30. Wes, we'll talk to you next Thursday. Have a good meeting tonight. Thanks for the time, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew. I sure appreciate it.
You bet. 6:49 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. So Frontier Motors, you know, one of the things that I say about them all the time is that they serve the community. And I know if you hear me, you might think, well, that's just